Kieran Fitzgerald, a former Garda Ombudsman's Commissioner, RT producer, who's paralysed and wheelchair bound following an accident in 2016, joins us on the programme now. Thanks for your time, Kieran. I do appreciate it.
Good morning, Greg, and thank you very much for having me on the show.
No, it's our pleasure. It's important. Spinal Injuries Ireland, they've published a pre-budget submission calling on this government to automatically provide medical cards to people living with a spinal cord injury and to do so without review for a period of 10 years. So I suppose the starting point is, what's the current lived experience of many people?
Well, the current lived experience of people with a spinal cord injury varies, Greg, because the injuries and the level of severity of the injury can vary. But on average, people suffer limited mobility, very often paralysis. In my own case, for example, I'm classed as tetraplegic or quadriplegic. So that's wheelchair bound with, you know, limited movement of fingers and arms as well. That's the most obvious thing that you would see if you met somebody with a spinal cord injury. What you might not see are some of the hidden things, like the fact that people have bladder and bowel control is very often gone. So people have to wear catheters, colostomy bags. And the other hidden thing is that in itself can lead to being prone to infections like. So there's the very obvious stuff that you could see if you met somebody with a spinal cord injury, but then there's also the very hidden stuff that you don't necessarily see at first glance.
Yeah, and it affects, yeah, obviously, every part of the country. In Donegal, there's 78 Donegal people we know of living with a spinal cord injury. Why is automatic access to a medical card so important that it was one of the key submissions of this pre-budget submission?
It's important for people because, firstly, when people suffer a spinal cord injury, which can, you know, can happen any time, through a simple fall or a car accident or a work accident, whatever it might be, your life is turned upside down, Greg, almost immediately, and your world will never be the same. The first thing the HSE do then is do a means test, so they check out a person's finances to see if they qualify for a medical card. The bar is very low. If you earn more than €164 a week, you will not pass that means test. So in fairness to the HSE, they then operate a discretionary system, and they will give a card on discretionary grounds, taking in your whole circumstance and severity of your impairment and all the rest of it. And of the 2,200 service users for Spinal Cord Injuries Ireland, we estimate that about 700 don't have medical cards. Mm-hmm. And the importance of it, which is, in fairness, the question you asked me in the first place, the importance of it is we need medicine on a daily basis very often. I'm on 19 different pills a day myself, just to kind of keep normal. We need equipment, wheelchairs, standing frames, shower chairs, as I mentioned, colostomy bags and the rest. And, of course, medicines and access to a GP. They're the things it delivers, which, as you can imagine, are very expensive.
And Kieran, you are approved for a medical card, is that for life, or do we still have a situation that we see in other areas of medicine that someone who clearly is going to be in the same condition or worse going forward has to reapply for medical cards? Have we got rid of that system? So in other words, if you are approved for a medical card and it's very, very clear that you have an injury that's not going to reverse, that it's there for life and you don't have to continuously keep applying and justifying your need of it?
I'm afraid not, Greg.
Wow. Okay.
We've made it very clear that access to a medical card that we're talking about would be on medically certified grounds, so that it's very formally signed off by a senior medical consultant or team that you have this injury and that it's not likely to improve. It would be brilliant if people with a spinal cord injury thought that they would improve at some stage.
Yeah,
I'd love,
but we know
we'd all welcome
case,
that. Yeah. But that's not going to happen at the moment. If you do get a medical card, for which people are very grateful, of course, it is subject to review either annually or once every 3 years. The longest at the moment that anyone has one for is 3 years. And a review can involve submission of bank statements, income, assets, assessment of the household income, all of that. So that people who do have a medical card still live with the concern that it might be taken away on review in a year's time or 2 years' time or 3 years' time. The effect of that on some people is that they're a little bit scared to get into the workplace because people want to get back to work. I mean, the ideal for someone with a spinal cord injury is that they go back and become a taxpayer.
Yeah, it's counterintuitive, and, the system, isn't it, Kieran?
It sort of is. So what we're asking for is that if a person does have a card, that you push out the review cycle to 10 years, which gives a person a chance to take up employment, to make a plan, because it's very difficult for some people to make a life plan if you think that your financial world could be overturned dramatically in a year or 2 years or 3 years. So it's very hard for people to make any kind of long-term plan around that. So we would like to see that review cycle pushed out to 10 years, again, because a medical consultant, a medical team will sign off to say this is, as you put it yourself, a lifelong condition.
And also
it isn't going away anytime
soon. Kieran, you want people, I mean, I would imagine, and it depends on each individual, but say, for instance, someone who's of an age and an ability to get back to work in some form or other, that it's better for them, obviously, that they're out there and interacting with society, less of a burden on the state. I presume, at least in some cases, hopefully it leads to better outcomes because they're more active and feel more healthy and as much as they can, certainly mentally healthy. So to sort of have a system in place that discourages that, now it doesn't apply to everyone, but that discourages that, Kieran, it really beggars belief. It doesn't make any sense. No one can make, I don't think anyone could make a constructive and meaningful argument to me to suggest that this is a good idea the way we're doing it right now. And that's the means test. That's the way I test. That's the test for things in my view.
It is, and we don't understand fully the rationale behind the non-provision of it on medically certified grounds. And we don't fully understand the rationale of the review system and the review cycle being so short. And you put your finger on it, Greg. One of the traditional problems that spinal cord injuries as a group found talking to people is social and employment isolation is a big problem for people. Getting around when you're mobility impaired is hard enough. I live in Dublin, so I have at least access to public transport network. As you say yourself, there are 78 people in Donegal, and I know Inishowen pretty well because I go on holidays to Kildaff on a regular basis to McGrory's, and I know that the public transport but it's tough, and the notion of being isolated is much more acute.
And also to Kieran, you know, we talk of 78 people and their families with spinal cord injury. You know, are they visible? Are they being discouraged from being, you know, back at work, back at education, where it might suit them? Obviously, that's not going to be for everyone. Do you know what I mean? Or are they, because of the system, sort of not seen like they should be? Okay, Kieran. Well, listen, I hope. Sorry, Kieran, did you want to add something? Sorry.
No, not at all, Greg. Not at all.
Okay.
No.
I just want to thank you for coming on. I really do appreciate it. And
thank you very much for having me. And a hello to all these spinal cord injury service users, all 78 of them in Donegal, whom I hope are all Highland Radio listeners.
Okay, well, 80% of them may be, according to the statistics. Kieran, we look forward to having you back in the show in the not-too-distant future. Have a lovely day, please.
Greg, thank you very much indeed.
Take care. Bye-bye, Kieran.